Sloppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's official, people. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are engaged.
Oh, man. I wonder what their sex life is like, because they're so edgy and they're so wild in public that it makes you wonder what they're really like behind closed doors. I would assume vanilla and boring. I mean, Machine Gun Kelly's name is Coulson or Colton. I mean, that's a very boring name.
So we're breaking down all of the perhaps TMI details behind the proposal.
Got it.
Let's get into it. Megan Fox completely shocked the internet when she took to Instagram earlier today to post a video of her and Machine Gun Kelly standing under a tree with Machine Gun Kelly down on one knee.
Nothing says genuine like having 100 photographers there to do the same angle. Oh yeah, this totally is not for PR. Oh, it's true love that'll last forever.
According to the caption and the adorable video, which shows Meg standing with her hands over her face in shock.
I wish the news reporter would be like, this crappy ass video. She's a washed up hag. You know what I mean? Because you know she doesn't really believe that, oh, she's so beautiful. All these reporters, the way they say it, it sounds passive aggressive.
Down on one knee. According to the caption and the adorable video, which shows Meg's...
And the adorable video. There's really no personality in the way she's saying it.
Standing with her hands over her face in shock,
yeah.
It's clear that the couple is officially planning to tie the knot. Megan captioned the post, "In July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree. We asked for magic."
Oh, yeah.
"We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frenetic period of time."
Oh, all the hardships of being a millionaire. I mean, unless it's mental health, there's really nothing to like freak out about. Because if you're a millionaire, I love when you hear them say, "Oh, we got so many problems, but the money can solve the problem. Oh, I got mental health issues? Get a top-notch shrink. Oh, I'm having marital issues? Get a top-notch marital shrink." You know what I'm saying? I feel like when the millionaires try to relate to the everyday average Joe and they're like, "We have problems too." It's like, no, you don't. You're not figuring out how to get by on 10 bucks an hour. And I'm not complaining. I'm saying, shut up. You don't have problems.
"Unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off of the love and the karma."
Gross. Oh, yeah, let's get intoxicated off of love. That doesn't sound nauseating. What?
She went on to completely gush over her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly, writing, "Somehow, a year and a half later, having walked through hell together..."
Oh, yeah, you totally walked through hell. You went through all the hardships of life.
"And having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him."
I will say, I have met MGK and he's a very likable guy. So the whole laughing thing, I do believe that he could make a girl laugh.
She finished the romantic post with a bit of a shock at the end.
Why?
In true Megan and Machine Gun Kelly form, adding, "And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes."
That's good. I don't know. It's just, they're nauseating. Like, I root for them. I like them. Megan Fox is probably what made me officially realize I was heterosexual, because it was seventh grade and I saw Transformers and, oh yeah, that got the engine rolling.
Happy Hour.
Vroom, vroom. It's Megan Fox cleaning a car. Yeah.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can purchase their product in person. And if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're missing out. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And then in the end, when you end up being able to manifest this hot sauce, tag us on social media and let us know what you cook up at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have called it quits after being together for 16 years.
Oh man, if you're together for 16 years and you're Jason Momoa, and when you first began marrying Lisa Bonet, he wasn't really that popular. Oh, I can only imagine the love that did not exist in that relationship. There was probably a lot of cheating.
The Aquaman star took to Instagram to announce the news of their separation on Wednesday.
My life is affected now.
Writing, quote, "We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times."
Oh, the squeeze.
"A revolution is unfolding."
No, you're getting a divorce. You're really no different than anybody else. Shut up.
"And our family is of no exception. Filling and growing from the seismic shifts occurring."
Is that what you call it when you were banging chicks on the side, probably? Oh, it was a seismic shift.
"And so, we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage."
That sucks.
He goes on to say, quote, "We share this not because we think it's newsworthy."
Yeah, you did.
"But so that as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty."
You did post it for PR because you could go your life without letting us know with dignity and being honest, because you're not being honest when you say that you care. You're not being honest when you say, oh yeah, this isn't for publicity. Well, then don't post it. Shut up.
"The love between us carries on."
Oh no, it does not exist.
"Evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived."
Yeah.
"We free each other to be who we are learning to become."
Okay.
Jason added that, quote, "Our devotion unwavering to this sacred life in our children, teaching our children what's possible, living the prayer, may love."
The only prayer that's going on in that house is, oh God, oh God.
Whoa, happy hot topic.
A lowbrow joke, but just the fact. It's the honest truth. That's what I do here on Hoppy Hour. You can leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Demi Lovato is back on the road to recovery.
I think she needs to get off of social media and be gone. Not because I think she's talentless. I just think she really needs to work on herself. And I don't think she's working on herself at all. She's going after things to make herself feel like she can accomplish pure happiness. Getting a tattoo on her face. Oh, it's classy and sexy, Demi. Please keep making yourself look like trash. Oh, and also she's doing a TV show where she chases ghosts, even though ghosts aren't real. Oh, no, it's real. Shut up. And she's California sober, smoking weed, but that's not being sober. So she's doing all these choices to feel better about herself, but she's the same empty person.
Demi Lovato is back on the road to recovery.
Oh, thank God.
The singer has reportedly returned home after completing another treatment program in late 2021. Multiple sources have said Demi is committed to their mental health and well-being.
Yeah, so get off of social media, because there is nothing positive about social media.
With one insider telling People magazine that the 29-year-old, quote, plans to do regular check-ins to make sure they are putting themselves first.
If you post social media posts of these check-ins, then it ruins the whole point of the check-ins. Also, she's only 29. Man, life has been, maybe it was the heroin, but a lot of things have been hard on you. No pun intended.
As of Sunday, Demi's team had yet to publicly address the reports. Access Hollywood has reached out for comment.
Oh yeah, I bet they love that Access is reaching out. They probably do because it keeps them relevant. But on the second end of the spectrum, I wonder if her not talking about it publicly proves that she's trying to actually change. Probably not. I'm just saying, I don't really get vibes from her where I'm like, oh, she's genuine.
The news comes weeks after the pop star revealed to fans on Instagram that they, quote, no longer support their California sober lifestyle.
I'm so sober. The way I'm doing marijuana, which is a drug.
Adding, quote, sober sober is the only way to be.
Duh.
Back in March, the Confidence singer revealed on CBS This Morning that they best identified with the term California sober, which...
Yeah, the problem was no one really heard about it because you were on CBS This Morning. Oh, yeah, I grabbed my cup of joe, I wake out of bed, and I watch Gayle King on CBS This Morning. Oh, what great television that is.
Which is used to describe someone who chooses to use marijuana but abstains from alcohol.
Oh, wow, this is very brave of you. Kind of like when you tried to get that yogurt shop canceled, a small business. Oh, but when Demi's going through issues, please respect our privacy.
Demi first went to rehab back in 2010 and
she's a regular.
Again in 2018.
She's got the VIP club card. I'm going to rehab. I'm going to improve this time, but post on social media and keep smoking weed and doing everything they're saying not to do, but I'll get better sometime.
After a near fatal overdose following 6 years of sobriety.
Yeah, you know who you should talk to? Robert Downey Jr. Not really on social media that much, and if he is, I don't see him reading it. And that dude legitimately almost died and went to jail. So, like, I feel like she could learn something from somebody who's actually off the radar. Because if she wants to improve her mental health, I'm not saying don't release music or don't do TV shows where you're chasing after ghosts for Peacock. But kind of go off the radar a little bit.
The artist has said they suffered 3 strokes and a heart attack from the incident and were left with brain damage.
Oh, that sucks.
Last year, they opened up about their evolving sobriety journey in their YouTube docuseries, Dancing with the Devil.
Oh, yeah, nothing says genuine like getting sober for YouTube TV. Oh, yeah, I'm really working on it. Where's the camera?
And why they wanted to be transparent about their moderation-based approach at the time.
That's not being transparent. That's being dumb.
I've really struggled with this.
So I'm going to smoke a bowl pack. That's totally going to help my anxiety.
I know I'm done with the stuff that's going to kill me, right? But like...
cocaine, no big deal.
I wish that I could get some relief, maybe through like weed or something, right?
No, you got an addictive personality and it's not going to work out. I mean, look at what it's doing to your skincare. You look horrible. You kind of look like a workout trainer that doesn't get any of the business at LA Fitness because you have bitch face. You know, like when you join a gym and they kind of like go, that's a trainer, that's a trainer, and that's a trainer. She looks like one of the trainers that'd be sitting at her cubicle going, why don't I have more leads even though I don't look good and I'm probably not a nice person with my bitch face?
Telling myself that... Yeah. That
dramatic pause. I thought the computer froze. That dramatic pause was so intense. Heads.
Telling myself that I can never have a drink or smoke marijuana, like, I feel like that's setting myself up for failure.
Your whole life is
happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. FitSageFitness.com. Sign up for a workout. But if you're not in the Tampa Bay area, like I say, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're truly missing out. You can do virtual workouts at FitSageFitness.com and add them on Instagram, fit_sage_fitness, and tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Josh Duhamel is headed for the altar.
Josh has that BDE.
The actor announced his engagement to beauty queen Audra Mari over the...
Oh, is she a queen, not a princess? Not third in line?
...weekend, revealing the details of his creative and dreamy proposal on Instagram.
Got it.
Josh posted a stunning beachside photo of him and Audra looking ecstatic with...
They do look genuinely happy. Why? Because he's not married to Fergie anymore.
Josh holding up a note that read, Audra Diane Mari, will you marry me? The 49-year-old explained the romantic setup in his...
It was all part of my midlife crisis.
...caption, writing, it's on. She found a message in a bottle that washed ashore and said yes. Josh popping the question wasn't the only reason the couple was celebrating. January 8th also marked Audra's 28th birthday.
21 years younger. She's told. Actually, he is kind of likable, but never mind.
Josh and the Miss...
It's going to last forever and ever. They're not going to be divorced by 2031, that's all I'm saying.
28th birthday. Josh and the Miss World America winner were first linked in 2019 following the actor's divorce from Fergie. The former couple was married...
The best thing that ever happened to him.
...linked in 2019 following the actor's divorce from Fergie. The former couple was married for 10 years and share 8-year-old son Axel, and they're apparently on great terms as co-parents and exes.
Why? Because they say so? Oh, because I bet she's so much fun to be around, and he seems like he's quick to anger because he's so likable.
Fergie even dropped in the comments section of Josh's post...
Of course she did. She wants to make it about her because now she's washed up like the water that came by the shore when Josh had the engagement picture. She represents the water that came by the shore. She's washed up. She's past her prime. And frankly, that national anthem she sang kind of ruined her reputation because everyone was like, yeah, she's an okay singer. But then you're like, oh God, she has no talent and she's hiding behind autotune. I mean, they all hide behind autotune, but oh my God, is Fergie not talented?
...to offer heartwarming support for his and Audra's happy news, writing, congratulations, alongside a string of green heart emojis, and fans went wild for the sweet well wishes.
Exactly. She wanted people to reply all. I bet Josh was like, annoyed, and then his fiance is like, want to have sex and forget about it? And he's like, you are better than Fergie. Fergie kind of gives me missionary queen vibes.
Josh is staying happily busy in his professional life, too. He's set to star opposite Jennifer Lopez in the upcoming romantic comedy caper Shotgun Wedding.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, J-Lo, what a great actress she is. I mean, she's doing a pretty good job acting like she wants to date Ben Affleck.
And he told Access Hollywood last year how fun it was to team up with the superstar for the first time.
Yeah.
She was a dream to work with.
Oh, really?
I'd known her for many years.
What is he supposed to say about somebody that's on a show with him? Oh, yeah, she's a bitch.
We never worked together, but we were able to sort of get right into lockstep from the beginning.
Yeah. Whatever, man. I don't really care.
Things have really heated up for Kanye West and Julia Fox. A source spoke out to People magazine about the duo and says that the rapper thinks of the Uncut Gems actresses, quote, kind of like his muse.
How does this end? Not too well.
The source added, quote, he loves her smile.
And it'll end next week. This does not have long-term vibes. Doesn't really reek of, oh yeah, they'll be together forever and ever.
Kind of like his muse. The source added, quote, he loves her smile and attitude.
But don't you love her?
As for how the 31-year-old actress feels about the 44-year-old hip-hop icon,
she goes, money!
The source told the publication, quote, she is intrigued by Kanye.
Yeah, he's got money!
Flattered by the attention.
I'm not saying she doesn't have money, but he's got money!
And goes along with his ideas.
Yeah.
This is why he likes her.
Yeah. Let's hear that again.
She is intrigued by Kanye.
Why?
She is flattered by the attention and goes along with his ideas.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to make you look like my wife so I piss off Kim Kardashian. But if anybody else did what he's doing to Kim Kardashian, they'd be called psychotic. But when Kanye does it, oh, he's a man of honor. The way he said publicly that they almost got an abortion. He's a great father, a great man. So yeah, when she's saying, oh yeah, I'm going along with what Kanye's doing. Yeah, you're a gold digger.
This is why he likes her.
Because she's a kiss ass?
The update comes after the duo confirmed their romance when Fox pinned a piece for interview, which includes plenty of PDA-filled photos
oh, really?
Of the pair.
Oh, wow.
And she shared details about their romantic second date, where the hip-hop star directed a photo shoot for her at a restaurant in New York City.
Oh, what a unvapid time. For our second date, I'm going to have a photo shoot. Oh, wow. I mean, maybe that's actually really romantic, but because I'm such a average Joe, that just seems like a different role to me. But I don't think so. I don't really think having a photo shoot on your second date reeks of, oh yeah, I want to get to know this person.
Well, as what happened afterwards.
What?
Ye had an entire hotel suite full of clothes. It was every girl's dream come true.
Yeah, the man buying things for me because I'm lazy and not that good of an actress because I'm remembered from a movie 3 years ago because I have nothing recent. Yeah, maybe you've made a movie or two, but no one's talking about it. Oh, yeah, did you see that new performance from Julia Fox? Oh, she really knocked it out of the park. I'm just saying, it is every girl's dream to date a famous NBA or date a famous rapper, and then all of a sudden you're like, I have free things. Sounds great.
Ye had an entire hotel suite full of clothes. It was every girl's dream come true. It felt like a real Cinderella moment.
Yeah, you're taking women back.
I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, he has like $1 billion. I don't know how he bought all these things. One of the most powerful men in the world. How did he do it? She might honestly, I don't want to use the word dumb, but she literally might be that gullible where she's like, oh wow, he really wants to get to know me.
Or how he got all of it there in time.
Yeah, like it's all about material. She's now like, oh, the way he cuddles and his romantic side. Kanye West, a real Casanova.
But I was so surprised. Like, who does things like this on a second date?
A millionaire that wants to get back at his wife and wants to bang you. Or a billionaire, not even a millionaire.
Or any date. Everything with us has been so organic.
Sounds gosh. Like
Kanye was previously with Kim Kardashian.
No, I didn't know that. Thanks for a reminder.
And filed for divorce in January of 2020.
Yeah.
Since then, Kim has moved on and is linked with Pete Davidson.
Oh, he is laying the pipe.
The duo most recently jetted off for a romantic New Year's trip to the Bahamas.
I honestly think they have potential to always be together forever and ever. Because I feel like he's crazy and she's got that lawyer brain where she can, I don't even know what that means. But I'm just saying, I feel like because she's a little bit older and a little more mature, I think they got potential, those two.
It seems like Kanye has switched his tune.
Oh, really? He switches his tune every minute because he is a sociopathic bipolar patient.
November during Thanksgiving, the rapper spoke out at the LA Missions charity event.
Oh, yeah, he totally wants to do charity because he cares about the people, not to make himself look good.
Saying that he wanted to get back together with Kim.
She loved that. Woo! Kanye's being psychotic again.
And this morning, I felt so blessed to wake up, do a workout, and be able to drive to my house.
And I'm wearing shades and an inside well-lit building because I'm totally not a douche.
And see my wife and my kids. That's why I said my wife.
It doesn't sound controlling at all. Oh, but if a random dude did this in Largo, I'll take the kids away from him. But when it's Kanye, he's just being easy, man. He means well. I'm just saying the hypocrisy is real.
And my children, and I want everyone to pray for my family.
We do pray that you go away.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. The Quad Pod Radio Network. The Quad Pod Network is the best around. They got the best podcasts, including this one.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Who are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can always tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. ryanhoppyradio.com for all the info. Oh yeah, let's party.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
We have so much to get into. So much. I appreciate you listening.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Did The Weeknd drop a reference to Angelina Jolie in his...
Probably. She's going through that midlife crisis. She's like, I gotta date one of the younger guys. I gotta be relevant because I'm totally not being a deadbeat mother taking away the father from the kids.
Did The Weeknd drop a reference to Angelina Jolie in his new album?
Yeah.
Fans are convinced that the Blinding Lights singer hinted at his rumored romance with the Eternals actress on his latest LP.
Before we play this, by the way, The Weeknd's new music is awful. But let me explain. Every song sounds the same. You essentially could have cut up every song and put it into one file and just said that The Weeknd released a 70-minute song, because it's like every song, I was like, what song am I on? And every song sounded the same. You know your music is not that good. Here's how I'm going to word it. When literally Jim Carrey, who I'm a fan of, when him pretending to be a radio DJ is the most captivating part of your music.
Dawn FM. On the track, Here We Go Again, he sings, and my new girl, she a movie star. My new girl, she a movie star.
I'm kind of repeating myself because I don't know what I'm doing with my music.
I loved her right, made her scream like Neve Campbell.
Oh, that's a humble brag.
When I make her laugh, swear it cures my depressing thoughts.
I imagine him being the type of lover where he puts in a little bit of effort, but he's like, I'm laying here, you're having sex with The Weeknd. You should be honored.
He adds later, I told myself that I'd never fall, but here we go again.
Ah, here we go. The Weeknd falling for women. It's almost like us humans fall in love with people.
Angelina, of course, is one of the biggest movie stars out there.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of her.
And The Weeknd's fans were...
She's also kind of a homewrecker. I'm just kidding. It was a Brad that did it as well. Mr. and Mrs. Smith was the end of her, and it was the end of Brad and Jennifer. If I've ever seen a relationship end.
Quick to draw the connection, speculating on social media that she might be the subject of the song. She and the musician were notably seen out and about a few times last year. They were first photographed outside a Santa Monica restaurant in late June.
Oh yeah, it's Santa Monica.
And were spotted eating there again in September.
Let's have overpriced food in a very crowded city in California.
The two were also among the attendees at a private concert in LA in July.
Oh, I bet that private concert was not douchey at all. Can you imagine the vibe of a private concert? Yuck. Pretentious a-holes.
Neither The Weeknd nor Angelina have ever talked about or confirmed the nature of their connection.
I don't need to hear from Angelina. She's not that, like, she's just a talker. You know what I mean? Like, you listen to someone like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. Like Courtney Cox on the Friends reunion. Like, when you listen to those two, Jennifer and Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox, like, they're captivating to listen to because they're talented. The same with like a Jennifer Lawrence. People like that are really good actresses, they'll have a speech or they'll talk publicly and you'll want to hear what they're going to say. I've never seen Angelina Jolie talk where I'm like, oh, this is a captivating conversation.
Neither The Weeknd nor Angelina have ever talked about or confirmed the nature of their connection.
Yeah, you can keep it that way. We're good.
Though a source told E! News in September that things were purely platonic.
Oh, I bet.
The Weeknd has dated Bella Hadid and Selena Gomez in the past.
He's like, it's time for me to get on the cougar action. Turn me into a real boy.
While Angelina was previously married to Brad Pitt,
we know,
with whom she shares 6 children.
And she keeps away because she's being a deadbeat mom.
The Marvel star is a proud mom and often brings her kids to the red carpet with her.
And keeps the dad away, even though he's trying really hard to see him.
Back in October, she told Access Hollywood what it was like having her daughter Zahara wear her old dress to the Eternals premiere.
I don't know. It'd be great to hear from the dad as well.
This was, I mean, I don't have those things in my closet. We just had them somewhere in a box.
Yeah, you hear how she's talking? Like, she's talking, but there's no, like, it's like she's soulless.
And I decided to...
But then again, if John Voight was my father, I'd be pretty soulless as well and hate men.
Pull some stuff out because we were talking about upcycling and...
We're talking, it's almost like when I don't have a script in front of me, I'm not that interesting. But if you have Jennifer Lawrence here, that girl, oh, she's sexy the way she commands that room.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Never date an NBA player because they're just going to cheat on you. And this next headline about an alleged cheating really broke my heart. I was really rooting for them.
A model is saying Kendall Jenner's boyfriend, Devin Booker, asked for her number, but...
My internet froze. Let's do this again.
A model is saying Kendall Jenner's boyfriend, Devin Booker, asked for her number, but how legit are her claims?
I don't know. She had sex with Antonio Brown. She's not that credible. I mean, it's a player that's famous to have sex with, but if you're having sex with Antonio Brown, you got daddy issues and you just want to be famous. And now she's making like $60,000 a month off of OnlyFans. So if you're paying for a model's OnlyFans, you're thinking you have a chance to hook up with her because you got small DE and you're overcompensating. And you drive a Hummer and you think you need Magnum condoms when thins are just fine, bud.
Well, according to the screenshots she shared, you're going to have to decide for yourself. Another day, another Kardashian-Jenner rumor. And this time, the spotlight is on Kendall Jenner and her relationship with NBA star Devin Booker.
True.
A model by the name of Ava Louise, who many people know well as the girl who licked an airplane toilet at the...
Yeah, she's real credible. She got the name Ava. I can only imagine when you're hanging out with Ava.
Shut up!
Beginning of a worldwide pandemic and posted it on TikTok, ew, is claiming that Devin slid into her DMs asking for her number.
Hey, can I have HPV today? I already have it. Why not share it?
But of course, these days, we just have to say pics or it didn't happen. And well, Ava did just that when she shared a screenshot of an alleged message Devin sent her with just a number sign. And while the DM looks legit, are we really gonna take the word of someone who went out of their way to lick a toilet seat on an airplane for clout?
She's probably so freaky that like, you're like, oh my God, like, I'm running out of energy. Turn it down, please.
As one Instagram user commented on a post related to this.
And get that vibrator away from me.
Story.
I wonder what my neighbors think when I'm yelling in the middle of the day. Get that vibrator away from me.
Are we really going to take the word of someone who went out of their way to lick a toilet seat on an airplane for clout?
I guess.
As one Instagram user commented on a post related to this story. She's known for making shit up, so maybe not.
Yeah, I don't really see. I don't know. Devin Booker, I'm not saying an NBA player can cheat. But I would like to think that Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner, the fact that they're so private, I would like to think that's because they're monogamous. You know what I mean? Like, I'm rooting for them, even though I've never met them, and they probably wouldn't look me in the eye, but I'm rooting for Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker.
Kendall Jenner shuts down the haters who threw shade over a fashion choice she made 2 months ago.
You know you're self-conscious about the fashion move you made if you're having to shut down the haters. You know how I shut down the haters? Like today, somebody with a cat picture, literally in a basement with hair that looked like they had not showered in a year, said that I sucked on a Mike Calta after show. I didn't respond and go, hey, you, I'm working and you're not. I just blocked them. And then people, when they call in, oh, you make $10 an hour. I make more money. I just hang up. If you give the haters power, if you give them clout, if you show that it bothers you, then they're going to win every time. But if you ignore it, it drives them nuts. And then when you block them and then you end up growing as a person, they go, hey, can you unblock me? And it's like the song with Drake called Forever, where he goes, I forget how he words it, but he's like, if you weren't here in the beginning, at least you got to witness. Like, that's how I feel, and that's how Kendall should feel.
Back in November, the 26-year-old model found herself under fire for rocking this black cutout gown to a friend's wedding in Miami.
She looks good, man. I mean, that's how you gotta dress up in Miami. You gotta, oh, I don't, okay. Never mind.
The dress.
Sometimes I just think, I'm like, yeah, it's not worth it, Ryan.
Dress, which features large diamond-shaped cutouts down the chest and stomach.
And you see cleavage.
Showed quite a bit of skin.
Yeah. That's what Kardashians do. We've even seen them without any clothes. Oh, but she wore a sexy dress in Miami? Whoa! How dare she?
And got people on Twitter talking.
They love it.
Yeah, not so much.
All righty. This woman is passive aggressive because she's jealous because she's an entertainment news reporter who is reporting on other talented people because she doesn't have any. It's almost like I grabbed a mirror and I'm looking myself in the mirror.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
I swear I'm not projecting. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up at WestchasePrinting.com and Westchase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Oh, let me tell you, I am a man of my words when I say they are going to hook you up. But here's the deal. You got to go there to WestchasePrinting.com. And when you get that invoice, if you had not name-dropped me, Tone from West Chase Printing was going to hook you up with a legitimate deal. Like, it was going to be a top-notch, flawless deal. But because you name-dropped me, you're going to manifest an even better deal. WestchasePrinting.com. Tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
That love is still there, 100%. I love my sister.
Jamie Lynn Spears gets emotional talking about her sister, Britney Spears.
First of all, Jamie Lynn is only using this for clout because she's a washed up hack. Her biggest accomplishment was not knowing how to tell her boyfriend to pull out. Oh, Zoe 101, shut up. Here's the thing though. Here's the thing. Jamie Lynn's like, I love my sister. If you loved her, you would reach out privately and not go on Good Morning America, you hypocritical douche.
I am now ready to tell the story.
Oh, you are.
On Wednesday, the 30-year-old entertainer sat down with Good Morning America's Juju Chang.
And then shame on Good Morning America. Oh, we care about mental health and we care about Britney, but we're going to exploit her by bringing on her family. Shut up. Legitimately, Good Morning America, shut up with your douchebag George Stephanopoulos ass.
Shut up!
Oh, what a hack he is.
and spoke out about her famous sister, whose 13-year conservatorship came to an end in November.
Oh, I'm sure Britney feels the love of Jamie speaking out about her on TV. Oh, what a loving thing a sibling does.
I've only ever loved and supported her and done what's right by her.
So I'm going on TV to make you look like a bitch because I love you, even though I could have privately reached out. You do have a lot of free time, but no. Me going on TV, I love you.
And she knows that. Yeah. So I don't know why we're in this position right now.
I don't know. You shouldn't be on TV talking about the position you're in. You should be a grown woman. But then again, you never make good choices. So me saying you're a grown woman that should make good choices, you never have, and you never will.
Jamie Lynn went on to say she's happy that Britt's conservatorship was dissolved late last year.
Oh, but we're going to bring Britney Spears back into the spotlight, even though she's kind of going low-key. I'm really rooting for you, Britney. I'm Jamie Lynn Spears. I swear I'm not doing this for clout because I'm a talentless imbecile with nothing going for me, so I have to use you for clout, which is the whole problem with Britney Spears' life and her family and everyone around her is they all use her because she's the talented one. But it's different this time. I'm Jamie Lynn Spears. I'm actually on the pill.
Adding that she didn't understand the extent of the conservatorship when it first started and she...
Yeah, you did. But then again, you were dealing with a crying kid. What do you know?
She still doesn't fully understand it now.
Wikipedia. Learn on YouTube. There's no way to learn about things, Jamie. But then again, why am I expecting anything from Jamie? And I'm not being sexist. I'm saying she's not a smart person. She got pregnant at 17. She hasn't done anything with her career. And she's claiming she loves her sibling, even though she's throwing that same sibling under the bus. Shut up.
Shut up!
When it was put into place, I was 17-year-old. I was about to have a baby, so yeah. I didn't understand what was happening, nor was I focused on that. I was focused.
Yeah, you weren't focused on the sister that I love, watching her look all sad. Shut up.
Focused on the fact that I was a 17-year-old about to have a baby.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
I understand just as little about it then as I do now.
Did you graduate high school?
The mom of two who has all...
You sound like a good 8th grade graduation lesson. You sound like a good 8th grade graduation education. Oh, yeah. 9th grade, I had a hard time, though.
Often been criticized by Britney's fans for allegedly not doing more to help her sister while she was in the conservatorship.
Well, also the Britney fans, we're going to criticize other people for not being involved. But once everything is solved, we're going to continue to try to find problems in your life to exploit you to have episodes of a podcast that we can record. Oh, but everybody that surrounds Britney Spears in this Britney Spears universe, they all care about Britney. They're not using her for clout.
Said for the first time that she in fact did work to provide her sister with resources to potentially end it.
What, buy diapers? Like, what were you possibly contributing as this mother at the age of 17?
I've always been my sister's biggest supporter.
Oh, you have? Is that why you're on TV bashing her? Oh, I'm a real supporter.
So when she needed help, I set up ways to do so.
Oh, wow.
Went out of my way to make sure that...
Give an example of how you went out of your way. When you say, I went out of my way, and then you have 2 seconds of you going, that's you trying to think of how you did it because you lied. You didn't go out of your way to do jack squat. I went out of my way.
Oh.
Listen to how she's not giving examples. She's not commanding the room going, I did this and this, and she's not adding anything.
Went out of my way.
Yeah. How?
To make sure that...
Where's the cocaine so I can think of a good lie? I really went to hell, Brittany.
She had the contacts she needed to possibly go ahead and end this conservatorship.
Oh, what a... Watch it, man. Did she really just say this? I don't believe it.
To possibly go ahead and...
Say it one more time to me. Say it. I don't believe you just said that. Oh, but I care about Brittany.
She had the contacts she needed to possibly go ahead and...
I don't know if she said context or contact. She essentially said, oh, yeah, if she really wanted to get out of it, she could have. Like, shut up.
In this conservatorship and just in this...
I don't see you helping. But then again, I don't think you know how to help yourself.
It's all for our family. If it's going to cause this much discord, why continue it?
But Jamie Lynn said all that didn't go so well for her.
Yeah, you don't say. Being a passive-aggressive imbecile doesn't take you far in life? Whoa!
I even spoke to her legal team.
Yeah, her legal team. I bet they love hearing from you. Bet you're a... Ugh.
Who?
She can't even make anything up. She's just... I don't know what to say. There's no point to this interview. There's no point to her talking. I'm not saying she shouldn't be allowed to talk, but not on Good Morning America. But then again, this is the most interesting and relevant thing Good Morning America has done in years, and that's saying something.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
There was legitimately 5 more minutes of that, but she wasn't adding anything. She was just, oh yeah, I care about Brittany. Oh yeah. All right, let me do a cough real quick. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my word, though I'm not lie to you. RichKBarber.com is the place to be. He's at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment. Because, oh boy, when I tell you that Rich Keeley is very busy, I'm not lying to you. So when you sign up for an appointment at RichKBarber.com and you sit down in a nice comfy chair, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
For Ben Affleck, making the widely panned movie Geely had a few silver linings.
What, not act anymore? You didn't take a lesson there. Hi, I'm Ben Affleck. I'm playing Ben Affleck in every movie, a drunk asshole.
And one of them was meeting Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
In a new cover story for Entertainment Weekly, the Tender Bar Act.
Oh yeah, that's the place to really get publicity in 2022. I want to go into a magazine that I can only get in my dentist's office that I go to every 6 months. I haven't been in a year. That's the way to get the hard-hitting word out there about your relationship and trying to get good PR after you said all these things on Howard's show, which Howard has more listeners than probably subscribers there are for Entertainment Tonight. I bet you Howard has 1.4 million listeners, and I don't think there's 1.4 million people that subscribe to Entertainment Tonight or today. And if they did, or Entertainment Weekly, rather, there's so many of them. But I think if anybody were subscribing to Entertainment Weekly in 2022, it's because they don't even know how to cancel the membership. They're like, oh, I'll read this. So yeah, him going in Entertainment Weekly, a very Gen X move.
Lopez. In a new cover story for Entertainment Weekly, yeah. The Tender Bar actor named his girlfriend as an upside of the 2003 film, despite the reviews it got.
Yeah, it was pretty fun having sex with her, even though the movie sucked and it was a waste of my time.
Ben admitted to his pal Matt Damon, who was the one conducting the interview.
Oh yeah, that wasn't a biased interview at all. After he goes on Howard, which every celebrity says is like going on a shrink, like Howard has the way to make people feel comfortable and open up, even though it's not the same vibe with his coworkers that he treats like crap. I'm a fan, but I'm just saying. But with celebrities, he'll do that vapid opening up. Hi, I'm Howard Stern. I'm going to speak to Ellen DeGeneres today. So, Ellen, how's everything been? Because he makes them feel very comfortable. So what I'm saying to you is when he had Ben Affleck on, he made Ben feel very comfortable. So Ben opened up and said his true things. But now when he's going on a show with Matt Damon, that's totally not to make him look better. It's the same as Alec Baldwin doing the interview with George Stephanopoulos. It's trying to fix your image when it's already damaged. But because you're rich and elite, you will be able to fix it. But if any other average Joe did that, they'd be crucified. F the elite.
That barely anyone saw his and Jennifer's movie, and that it was, quote, such a famous bomb and disaster. But upon reflection, he said there were a few things that made him grateful for that experience. He explained, "If the reaction to Gigli hadn't happened, I probably wouldn't have ultimately decided I don't really have any other avenue but to direct movies."
Yeah, because you suck at acting. Also, I wouldn't mind having like a failed movie. All these celebrities, like I know it's embarrassing within your friends in Beverly Hills, but that sounds like a great problem. Oh, the movie that I made millions off of sucked because I didn't bring any good acting chops.
Which has turned out to be the real love of my professional life. So in those ways, it's a gift. And another gift was crossing paths with J-Lo. The Oscar winner added, "And I did get to meet Jennifer, the relationship with whom has been really meaningful to me in my life."
Mm-hmm.
Ben and Jennifer began dating after meeting on the set of the film.
They were just good back then, but I believe they're just bored now, just like I am bored with this. Oh, I love her so much. Speaking of fake love.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Ayesha Curry is setting the record straight about her marriage to NBA star Steph Curry.
What, that it's unhappy and dead?
In the comment section of her recent Instagram post, the cookbook author clapped back at followers who suggested that she and her husband of 10 years are in an open relationship.
Oh, they are, because Curry is a very good-looking guy, and he can get anybody he wants in the world to bang. You see the high side chick looking women that get the courtside seats, always checking him out when he's shooting a three. They give him the same Kobe Bryant look. I want to ruin a marriage today. Woohoo! And Curry's like, whatever. Aisha's kind of being annoying lately. She's really reading the Bible a lot.
In the post, she captioned photos of her hubby's recent GQ cover shoot, writing, quote, "Good gracious God Almighty, at Stephen Curry 30. My baby's at GQ cover shoot."
And you know what she's doing by writing these comments? Is she's trying to mark her territory. Like, I'm going to catch you cheating. I'm going to get you side chicks. Because there was this whole thing where a few years ago, she, I believe, and like nobody knew the exact truth because this was being reported on such gossip sites, which are legitimate, like blacksportsonline.com with Robert Little, who is like the best entertainment reporter out there. I love Robert Little, L-I-T-T-A-L, quick plug, BSO Online or BSO Sports on Twitter, best account. And he finds out all the info about like the side chick action, like the good part of the NBA. And what he was saying was that Curry got caught not like DMing women, but like they were reaching out to him. And she was like, I think she was marking her territory with Curry because she said, oh, but he's such an innocent guy who like believes in God that he doesn't know what he's doing when he's messaging these girls that wear nice tight dresses. Like she said that without saying it. And then she said something to the fact of, hey, if anybody wants to be friendly, I'll message back. Like she was saying, oh, you want to play around? And that's essentially what they were able to manifest, allegedly.
But when some social media users weren't buying her affection and questioned the status of their relationship.
I don't buy anything from her because first of all, her products allegedly suck. And second of all, she's not very genuine. She gives me snake oil woman vibes, like not very genuine, not someone you want to have avocado toast with. I don't know who I'd want to have avocado toast with, but definitely not her.
Ayesha addressed the speculation.
Oh, yeah, because when you address the speculation, it means it's so false, right? Because if it was false, you wouldn't need to address it.
Quote, "Don't believe everything you read," the 31-year-old wrote in a since-deleted comment that was captured by TMZ.
And why do you need to delete it if you got nothing to hide from?
Adding
what?
Quote, "Do you know how ridiculous that is?
Please." What, that an NBA player cheats around because he doesn't really see his wife a lot because he's in different cities? Never happened, Tristan Thompson, Michael Jordan, every player ever.
Please don't disrespect my marriage like that. Please and thank you.
Trust me, there's more you need to work on in your marriage.
The couple tied the knot back in 2011 and share 3 kiddos together.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely getting some on the side, and she definitely is. They got that business relationship thing going where you can tell when they're hanging out together that they don't want to be together, but they're smiling and they look good looking, but they probably sleep in like different, not even different beds or different rooms, different sides of town. Like I could imagine her having like I just don't get vibes that they're cuddling and laying next to each other at night.
But it's really no surprise Ayesha wanted to address the speculation about her relationship. She once explained to Access Hollywood why she...
Because she wants to mark her territory and make the side chicks allegedly feel uncomfortable.
Speculation about her relationship.
Because she's overcompensating because she's insecure.
He once explained to Access Hollywood why she's such a, quote, open book with her fans.
Yeah.
Is it ever hard to open up and talk about everything? Because I feel like you keep things pretty private.
Yeah, because he's totally not cheating.
You know what? I feel like I don't. I feel like I'm such an open book, and that's why sometimes I think I get myself in a little bit of trouble. But
yeah, you're the NBA wife's equivalent of Jada Pinkett Smith. You are seeking attention, and you're kind of talented, but you're not that interesting.
It is what it is. We're all human beings. Yes. Like, there's no need to... Yep.
We all poop.
You know, sugarcoat things and have a facade. So.
Yeah. It's funny that you...
But you are kind of having a facade by acting like there's no problems in your marriage.
Say that I was with Jada Pinkett.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And of course he brings up Jada Pinkett because it brings the same vibes.
Not too long ago. And I remember that episode that she did with Red Table Talk.
Yeah. And she was on Red Table Talk? Yeah, she definitely is getting some lessons from Jada Pinkett Smith on how to act like your marriage is good when you, in reality, despise each other.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. AmirAcademy.com, Amir Academy on Instagram, Amir Academy on Facebook, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. When I tell you that not only is Amir the best trainer in all the Bay Area, but the universe, and a man of pure class, I'm telling you the God honest truth. So here's the deal. AmirAcademy.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey. It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Whoa, Happy Hot Topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Things heat up between Kanye West and Julia Fox.
Yeah.
A source tells ET that his ex, Kim Kardashian, quote, isn't bothered.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She's busy going down on Pete Davidson. And he's doing the same thing. 68 plus one.
It's a different experience for sure.
Yeah.
On Tuesday night, the rapper and the Uncut Gem star were snapped out in Los Angeles together. Yep, that's Kanye in a dark hoodie, jeans, and boots. And
wow, he's really cool with fashion because Kanye did it. But if anyone else did it, it wouldn't be cool.
And Julia wearing a similar ensemble, but instead, she's rocking a leather jacket and neon heels.
Mm.
An eyewitness tells ET the pair enjoyed dinner at Hollywood hotspot Craig's before ending their night at a nearby hotel.
Craig's!
And get this.
What?
Amid the fan frenzy, Kanye even stopped to sign autographs.
And then, allegedly today, he got into an assault with a fan. And I will bring that headline right up here. Ye, formerly Kanye West, considered suspect in battery investigation. No arrests have been made, but the rapper is considered a named suspect in the case. So pretty much, they're trying to figure out a way to not charge him. Kanye West, man, he's a weird, weird guy, man. It's just funny how when Kanye West does things, oh, he's a creative genius. But when anybody else does it, oh, yeah, they're a bum. I'm just saying.
Now to that new video from Alec Baldwin insisting he...
What, him admitting he doesn't have talent?
...is complying with the investigation.
But I don't want to give up the gun.
...into the shooting death of Helena Hutchins.
Yeah. Oh, I was such good friends with Helena, but no, I won't admit anything is on my cell phone.
The cinematographer on the set of his film Rust, even though he has not turned over his cell phone yet.
Yeah, the movie Rust kind of describes where your career is at as well.
Kaylee Hartung is in Los Angeles with that side of the story. Good morning, Kaylee.
Get to the point. Just like how I had a hard time saying git. Again, to the point.
Yeah, good morning, Robin. Authorities in New Mexico believe that Alec Baldwin's cell phone could contain key evidence in this investigation.
You don't say. Someone's cell phone having info that could help solve something that happened? Whoa! I never thought that was plausible. Show your phone, Alec, if you got nothing to hide.
But even with a search warrant, they haven't been able to get a hold of Baldwin's cell phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Now facing scrutiny, he's defending himself.
I just don't need to give up my phone, man. I don't want to get in trouble.
This morning, Alec Baldwin shutting down claims he isn't cooperating.
Investigation
into the shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Yeah, that's what's infuriating, is Alec Baldwin's trying to protect himself, but there's somebody that lost their life because of him.
On a New Mexico film set in October.
Yeah.
Any suggestion that I am not complying with requests or...
God, his voice is creepy. He sounds like a sociopath, which he is.
Orders or demands or...
demands.
Search warrants about my phone. Yeah. It's a lie.
Last month, Santa Fe authorities obtaining a warrant to search and seize the actor's cell phone in an effort to conduct a forensic download of current and possibly deleted images, videos, text messages, emails, and any private messages from his social media accounts.
I feel like he's such a boomer that he thinks he deleted it, but he just needs to go into the recently deleted folder, and that's where all the good things are. The juicy things.
Regarding the production of the movie Rust.
Yeah.
Baldwin, who lives in New York, is now explaining why weeks later, he has not yet turned over his phone to officials.
Why?
They got to go through the state you live in.
And I need to keep protecting my legacy, which is already dead. Kind of like my career.
Process that takes time.
Yeah, it takes time. I'm holding my phone right now. If somebody was in, hey, you want my phone? Like, you can just give your phone up. Got nothing to hide.
They have to specify what exactly they want. You can't just go through your phone and...
Yeah, they can do that if it was any other everyday average Joe, but Alec Baldwin, oh, let's protect him.
Think, you know, you're...
He's a creep. Yeah, he's like so not sure what he's saying that he's doing the same thing that Jamie Lynn Spears was doing. It's almost like they're both bad people. It's almost like they're both sociopaths. They're dragging on their sentences because I don't know what they're saying. You're what?
Your photos or your love letters to your wife or what?
Oh, yeah. You write love letters? Hey, I don't really respect you, but we're in a business relationship. I love you, though. Even when you pretend to be Hispanic because you have no redeeming talent and you're a rich girl from Massachusetts.
Could Zayn Malik be just like us, trying to find love on dating apps 3 months after he split from Gigi Hadid? We have all the details, so let's get into it.
I don't care. Heaven forbid someone that's recently single wants to get laid on a dating app. Whoa! Whoa! No way! So we got two parts in this thing about Prince Andrew. this is a juicy, juicy headline.
Prince Andrew's attempt to have a sexual assault lawsuit against him thrown out has been rejected.
Hell yeah, that's what I like about it. The juiciness of the headline is finally the royal family's not getting what they want.
U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan refused to grant the royal's bid to dismiss a federal lawsuit brought by Virginia Giuffre.
Hell yeah, Virginia's a saint. She's an angel for coming forward and I don't want to say having the guts. But I hope this is a new precedent that if any woman felt uncomfortable, that she can come forward.
A woman who alleges he sexually abused her when she was under the age of 18, according to court documents obtained by Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
The federal judge ruled that it was too soon to consider the Duke of York's efforts to cast doubt on Giuffre's accusations, who was also one of Jeffrey Epstein's most prominent accusers.
The original lead will always win. Let's be quiet real quick. My girlfriend's in the other room on the phone really loudly. Let me hear what she's talking about. Oh, she's just laughing. She's talking to her friends about how great I am.
And the royal will have to do so during trial.
Yeah.
One of Giuffre's lawyers praised Judge Lewis Kaplan's decision to dismiss the case.
All righty.
Quote, Miss Giuffre is, of course, pleased that Prince Andrew's motion to avoid a trial has been denied and that the evidence will now be taken concerning her claims.
Yeah.
She looks forward to judicial determination of the merits of those claims.
Oh, it's a lot of lawyer talk. We have so much happening at once. Here is part two. This is where it gets juicy with the royal family.
Prince Andrew has been stripped of his royal patrons and military affiliations just one day after his attempt to have a sexual assault lawsuit against him thrown out was rejected. Quote, with the Queen's approval and agreement, the Duke of York's military affiliations and royal patrons have been returned to the Queen, Buckingham Palace said in a statement. The statement also noted that Queen Elizabeth's son will have to defend his case as a private citizen, not as a royal. Quote, the Duke of York will continue not to undertake.
So pretty much they waited until the legal trouble to get rid of him. Oh, the royal family, how good people they are.
Take any public duties and is defending this case as a private citizen. The news comes just a day after U.S. District Judge Louis Kaplan denied the royals' bid to dismiss a federal lawsuit brought by Virginia Giuffre.
Got it.
A woman who alleges he sexually abused her when she was under the age of 18, according to court documents obtained by Access Hollywood. The federal judge ruled that it was too soon to consider the Duke of York's efforts to cast doubt on Giuffre's accusations, who is also one of Jeffrey Epstein's most prominent accusers, and the royal will have to do so during trial.
True.
One of Giuffre's lawyers praised Judge Louis Kaplan's decision to dismiss the case.
All right, we already heard that, but I just want to hear the other part.
Khloe Kardashian was just spotted out and about for the very first time since Tristan Thompson's bombshell paternity scandal and subsequent apology, where it was confirmed that he did in fact...
Oh, so she was out and about walking around. Riveting news.
Across the Northeast, an Arctic blast for the record books.
Yeah, this is for all the Floridians. Oh, it's 59 out. I'm freezing cold. No, you're not. You're not on the East Coast.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
This is voodoo out here.
Yeah.
The coldest air in years gripping the region.
True.
Bringing bone-chilling temperatures and sub-zero wind chills Tuesday.
Got it.
Coming out here and it's single digits even in the middle.
All right, so it's going to be 3 minutes of people going, oh my God, it's cold. So, here's the deal. Here's the agenda. Happy hour is about to end, but if you heard me today host the Mike Helt After Show with Happy Hour filling in, thank you for checking out the show. You can go to every single major platform that has a podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. My Snapchat is Hoppy Radio. My Instagram and Twitter is @RyanHoppyRadio. Snapchat won't let me change it to Ryan Hoppy Radio. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, RyanHoppyRadio.com. You can leave me a voicemail. I will play it on air. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. This has been brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. If you don't live in Florida, you can do virtual workouts. All the info is at FitSageFitness.com. This has also been brought to you by AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Amir Academy on all social media, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com. This has also been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, RichKBarber.com. He's at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. Also been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Oh, yeah. At TampaBayHotSauce.com. If you go there and you get the product, tag us. All the locations are at TampaBayHotSauce.com. But if you don't live in Florida, you're not missing. And if you don't live in Florida, you are definitely missing out. Can you tell I've been talking for 70 minutes?
$70.
But yeah, if you don't live in Florida, you are missing out, but you can always order Tampa Bay Hot Sauce online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And this has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, WestchasePrinting.com can provide that. It can manifest that for you. And when you get the invoice, tell them I sent you. This has been Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, signing off. Goodbye.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that,